Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. As the weather begins to heat up here in Baltimore, it might make sense to see how cooks in some other hot climates handle their chores. One of my favorite cuisines is Moroccan cooking, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School. It's a very good way to handle the hot weather.
Well, yeah, I mean, I never really knew much about it, and I've recently become very fascinated by it for a couple of reasons. One, it's a really interesting lexicon of flavors, one that's not typical. But also, it's got some great gadgets, and I am a kitchen gadget, you know, fanatic. The main cooking tool they use is the tagine.
The tagine, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a, if you've not seen one, but I'm assuming you've probably seen pictures, it's a relatively shallow-based, say, roasting dish with a very conical lid. It's basically a braising pot. I mean, it's a slow cooking apparatus, but this conical lid allows for sort of the concentration of the steam evaporating and then dripping back down over time. And traditionally, they're made out of clay, but those are problematic for the home cook. Those are designed to just be sort of used over an open fire.
Right.
In the kitchen, all we have to work with is burners, they do sell diffusers that you can use to put over your, say, gas or electric burner. Mm-hmm. But even then, the clay pots eventually get small cracks, and you try to clean them, they eventually break. I found a great tagine, which is sort of a mashing of modern technology and old school charm. Mm-hmm. It's a metal, you know, sort of a...
Really?
And an induction ready bottom with a big ceramic tagine style lid, and they work great. I found that the lower you can cook the lower the temperature you can use to cook them, the better the results.
Well, this is a fine example of the low slow cooking approach.
Exactly. And I'm just fascinated by how sort of there's a constant evolution of flavors as these vapors rise all the way high up and then drop down. Mm-hmm. The other traditional thing that you're going to have in any Moroccan meal is couscous.
Right, yeah. You know,
and I'm very used to making sort of the more instant version of couscous, which is kind of just boiling a specific amount of water, pouring it over the couscous, and giving it about 20 minutes to absorb the liquid, and you're done. You end up with a very dense, kind of starchy version of couscous, I've found out. I mean, it's the only one I knew before I got this little toy called a couscousier. Of course, they have a tool just to make couscous.
Sure.
But really, all it is sort of an elaborate double boiler. Mm-hmm. But again, the project here is to steam the couscous, not sort of cook it in a substantial amount of water. And the traditional sort of dishes you would do, you'd actually be cooking a stew in the bottom part of the steamer.
Is that right?
So that the couscous is flavored to sort of match the dish you're making. Or a lot of people would just, say, use a standard, what the French would call, you know, stock mixture of carrots, onion, celery, mirepoix, and some aromatics to steam the couscous. And I got to be honest, the texture is night and day.
Really?
Yeah, it's light, it's fluffy. It's very, very sort of unique in the way it tastes compared to the old way of making it.
Do you have to buy a special kind of couscous for this?
Certainly. There's different sizes out there, and there is instant, and then there is sort of pre-cooked, and then there is raw. I mean, what you find in the store is usually the instant, and it's sort of the medium grain, and that works fine.
Okay. And there's so many other ingredients that are so easy to find here in Maryland.
Well, the spice blend would be Ras El Hanout. Some spice merchants in Morocco say they have up to 175 different things in there. I found that about 22 work well.
We'll put some recipes on the website.
Sure.
Let people try it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.